Hello everyone and welcome back to Meet the Kotatsu. My name is An, and on this episode, I want to talk about an extremely dark anime. I want to talk about Monster. This anime is 74 episodes long, which is pretty ridiculous in terms of like a length for an anime that I've been really stretching this out. And in terms of length, this anime doesn't like, usually you would think, like, an anime longer than 50 episodes would have a lot of, like, fillers and spoilers. Not spoilers, like, flashbacks and stuff like that. This anime has very little of that. Like, there's very minimal. And the flashbacks they do, they're very well-timed flashbacks. Because with an anime that's 74 episodes long, you do end up losing a lot of information that's been like, hey, here's this piece of information from 30 episodes ago that you might want to know about for the upcoming next episode. They do a very good job of doing that. And this anime is extremely popular. It's like number 25 on the My Anime list. It's very high up there. And here's my thing. This is the one anime, huge asterisk here. This is the one anime I do not recommend people watch. Because it's super dark and it puts you in that really dark kind of mindset. So my thinking is that I watched it between like 2020 and 2021. I stretched it out between, a full year. And it's I did that because it's extremely hard to watch like a huge amount of it at one time. I basically sat down, watched 3 or 4 episodes, stopped, gave it a week, and then continued watching it because it was so difficult to watch it in big chunks. And the reason I don't recommend watching it right now is because how everyone's feeling like super down, that feeling of like staying indoors for so long, that feeling of confinement. This anime will go to amplify that feeling of what you're having right now. So unless you're up to, the task of watching this anime, I'm going to give you a heads of warning first, because it gets like, when I tell you that this anime is dark, it's not dark because it's gory, because there's a lot of blood or anything like that. There's none of that. There is killing. There is blood, of course. But what this anime does very well, like in terms of like production, in terms of like the directors, and their vision they have with this anime, they do such a great job at conveying how dark and how the feeling of loneliness, the feeling of emptiness. That's how I would describe this anime to anyone really wanting to get in and trying to watch this anime. And this anime came out in 2004, and I think it holds up. It holds up so well. And I tried watching this in both English and Japanese. I'm going to say I really enjoyed the English cast. They did such a great job casting this anime. I think I rather prefer watching in English, even though the whole anime takes place within Germany and the area around Germany. I think it's probably more appropriate to have it in English than anything, even though the main character is Japanese. I could imagine a Japanese person working in a German area speaking English, and they did a great job with casting it. Like, I don't mind recommending anyone watching it in English because it's done fairly well. And with like the direction they take, like whenever someone takes this type of direction in terms of like an anime, like in a dark sense, like a psychological sense, I always feel like I wouldn't like the anime. Like, this is not an anime usually within my wheelhouse, I like slice of life. I like just romance, comedy, isekai, stuff like that. But this anime is on a league of its own. It's like one of those standout shows you don't usually find. It's kind of like Avatar within Western media. Avatar was something different that brought a lot of, animation, like a lot of different stuff into the Western media. This is how I feel when I watch Monster. It's even though it's an anime, I think it transcends being an anime. I think that's how, like, a lot of people felt when they watched, like, Ghibli films for the first time. Like, yes, like, if you don't know what anime was and you're watching a Ghibli film, you're like, this isn't normal Western media. This is something different. This is something, you know, that I'm not used to seeing within, you know, that cartoon type genre. And that's how I feel about Monster. So let me just get straight into what Monster is really about. And huge spoiler alert, you know, I'll do my best not to spoil any big areas, but it's really hard to talk about this anime without talking about spoilers. So, of course, the main character for this anime is Kenzo Tenma. He is a head doctor, head neurosurgeon at this hospital, and he has pretty much his whole life going for him. You know, he's working at a prestigious job. He's making a lot of money. He has a very beautiful looking fiance. Her name is Ava Heinemann. She is the daughter to the head doctor of the hospital. So currently Kenzo Tenma does have connections as well because of Ava Heinemann. And this is, they don't tell you much about what's going on. You're pretty much just thrown into the story, and you, within, I think, episode 2 or 3, like, they drag out this really nice scene for like an episode. Episode 2 or 3, they go into this forking path where, Kenzo Tenma has to decide if he wants to save a mayor who just had like a cardiac arrest or something like that, like a stroke or something, or a kid who just got a shot in the head. And so he has to decide, you know, if, am I going to try to save this mayor or am I going to save this kid? The head doctor of the hospital tries to make the decision for him. He's like, the mayor, of course, because he has higher priority. He's, you know, he's more important than just a random kid, you know, from out of nowhere. Like, this kid doesn't even have family or anything like that. So, save the mayor. So Tenma, of course, he's, you know, he's getting ready. He's putting on his scrubs to try to save this mayor. Last minute, he changes his mind. He's like, nope, get someone else to do it because I'm going to do my best to try to save this kid. And, of course, the mayor ends up dying, and he does save the kid. But then everything just spirals downhill for him. He loses his job as the head practitioner. He loses his fiance, Ava Heinemann. And now he, you know, he's kind of like in that limbo area of like not knowing what to do. He knows he did the right thing, but now he's regretting, like, you know, should I have listened to the head doctor and saved the mayor? In the next couple episodes, we find that the head doctor ends up dying. And you don't know why until like episode 20, so I won't spoil that for anyone. But he ends up dying. And then several other people end up dying that you don't know why they died as well until several episodes later. And these murders are pinned on Tenma because Tenma has the motive to, you know, why anyone would want to kill the head doctor. And it's because, you know, he fired him. He fired Tenma. So Tenma is now going on the run. He doesn't want to get caught because he knows he's innocent. And he's trying to figure out, you know, who killed this person? Because he thinks he saw who killed the murderer. Or not the murderer. He thinks he knows who the murderer is. And he thinks the murderer is the boy that he saves. And you don't know this until they piece together several puzzle pieces that they sprinkle throughout the whole, like, this 20 episode beginning of this show. You don't know what's going on. Like, it really, like, when I was watching it, it really felt like I was being dropped into, like, just a random character's shoes and just being led along trying to figure out what's going on. Like, you don't even, like, if you didn't read the plot of the story, you would have no idea what the plot of the story even is about. I didn't even know what the plot of the story was about until maybe 20 episodes in when I was watching, I'm like, so what is the main point of the show? Like, yeah, I'm watching a doctor run away from the police, but what is the main point? And eventually you figure out that the boy, you figure out the name of the boy is Johan, is basically trying to start some type of revolution that of course, you have no idea what the revolution even is about. They don't even tell you what this kid is planning. And then around episode 20, you find out that Johan has a sister, a twin identical sister called Anna. And you, like, Tenma finds out that, hey, you know, I think Johan might be trying to get back with his sister Anna. And Anna is currently living a great life. She was adopted out to a great family. She's just, you know, she's going to college. She's just learning, you know, she's living the life of just a normal college student. So basically, Johan infiltrates the college. He's able to talk to a bunch of people, try to figure out what's going on. And Tenma, this whole time is trying to save Anna because he knows that Johan is trying to go after Anna. And the only way Johan, like, whenever you follow Johan, Johan always leaves a trail of death everywhere. Someone always ends up dying whenever you're around Johan. And of course, Anna's parents, her adopted parents, end up dying, as well as some other people, like some detectives, some cops, several other people end up dying. Some for no reason. Some people just end up dying because they see Johan in a certain location. And I figure, like, you do figure out what Johan's big plan is at the end of the show, but I really don't want to spoil that if you do plan to watch the show, because he does have this huge plan. And here's the thing. At the end of the show, usually you would find yourself in that position where it's like, oh, finally, you piece everything together and everything's all happy and whatnot. But not for Monster. At the end of Monster, I felt like there are several... Yes, there's like some of the questions I had were answered, but there were much more questions I had internally, you know. Nothing big that ruined the show. Not at all. Like, they ended the show. They closed all the loopholes, everything like that. But I didn't end up being satisfied. And that's not because of, you know, the story that, like, I think that it was made to not make you feel satisfied for that type of ending. Like, this is the first time I'm saying, like the lack of a satisfying ending made the show great, which is really hard for me to say. Like, usually when I talk about good anime, I'm like, I just want a good ending. No, I just want an ending that ties everything together. Kind of like Odd Taxi. They did a great ending for that. They did something like that to Monster as well. They gave you an ending that wasn't satisfying, that was meant to not be satisfying. And as a result of it, it made the show really good. It made the show really good. There's still plenty of questions to be answered. But those questions could be guessed by the watchers. One big thing I really want to talk about in terms of story progression is how well they, like, characters they introduce along the way, like even the supporting characters, they do such a great job at just showing their story progression, like along the way. Like some characters, they have sad backgrounds and they end up having, you know, fulfilling lives throughout this 10-year gap, which is such a great thing to see. These characters grow, you know, there's no huge time skip. You can actually see them flow throughout this the timeline of this show. One of the better characters, I'd have to say, it's probably Ava Heinemann, the gold digger of sorts. She has such a great storyline. She ends up, you know, like, of course she's trying to marry Tenma because he's making a lot of money. After Tenma gets fired, she then leaves him for a different doctor. Then she goes on a weird slump where she becomes a huge alcoholic because she misses Tenma. She misses him because of his, because he was righteous, because he knew what he was doing. Like, she also felt in that slump too because her dad was the one that died, and she thought that Tenma killed her dad, but she knew that it wasn't him. Like, Tenma would never kill someone out of nowhere. And, like, she goes from being, like, a drunkard to now trying to, trying to help Tenma along the way by gathering like information and stuff like that. Her storyline as a supporting character, at the end of the show, I still didn't like her, but she came out to be a better character than I expected. I thought she was just going to be one of those characters where they're just going to they're just going to kill her off and be done with her, you know, within the first 10 episodes or anything that like that. But no, they really progressed with their story very well. And I really enjoyed her part of the story. Another person I really enjoyed is Dieter. He is like a little boy that they just kind of find wandering in the streets. And basically, he just joins their group out of nowhere. He gets tossed around because he's a kid. He gets tossed around to several different people. And for a small time, he spends time with Tenma. And he lives like a normal life until Tenma figures out like some more information around Johan and leaves. And Dieter is always that side character that's always there just to support other supporting characters, which I find is such a crazy thing to imagine, like a supporting character for other supporting characters. You know, and then there's other crazy characters you can follow as well, like Detective Lung. He is the head detective on the case of Tenma. Like he's the one that's like, hey, I think Tenma is the one that killed the head doctor. And throughout the story, you see that he's changed. He's like the more information he's gathered, even though this story gets crazier and crazier, you're like, does he ever figure out, you know, if Tenma's innocent or not? And he does eventually. And the crazy thing about his story is that even though he's like he's like a robotic detective type thing where he has like a perfect memory, he does have like, you know, a chink in his armor with his family because he's a workaholic. He works all the time. He never spends time with his family. So each of these characters, even though they might be small, will end up having huge background and story plot and a lot of stuff, which I find, you know, so refreshing for an anime that's made in 2004. I'm telling you, it still holds up to this day. It's fantastic. But here's the thing. I really want to recommend this anime to people, but it's so hard for me to do just because of how dark it is. It's like, how do you explain dread to somebody? How do you explain a sense of dread to somebody that's like, hey, do you want to feel sad all the time? I recommend you watch Monster. it's such a weird anime to talk about this with somebody. And you know, and if you plan to watch this anime, watch it in English. I really recommend this watching this in English too. And you would think that with an anime that is 74 episodes long, you would think that there's, you know, a lot of fillers. It's no filler. It's very, very minimal with fillers. No filler at all. I think they have like one or two episodes, like recap episodes, which makes sense. It's a 74 episode anime. They have a couple of recap episodes. But if you plan to watch it all the way through, just be ready. And if you find yourself not being able to finish it, that's fine. Don't try to finish it if you can't finish it. Don't force yourself to finish this anime if you can't, because it is a mental toll to watch this anime. Like, this is the first time I've ever had such a hard time finishing an anime, because it's so much at one time for me to like intake an anime. I don't know what else to say. Like, even though it's 74 episodes, without explaining huge spoilers, that's pretty much all I can really say about this anime. If you guys want to give it a chance, do watch it. It's a fantastic, fantastic anime. But I'm giving you guys that warning now. Just make sure you know what you're getting into. But it is a very dark anime. But besides it, I think that's going to be it for me. So I'll catch you guys later. Bye.